USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo returned home from his trip to North Korea, where he met with dictator Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Pompeo updates us on that trip.
I want to thank Chairman Kim for the time that I got to spend with him, where we got to talk about all the range of issues that are in front of our two countries that will let us get there. And he appreciated the president having sent me, and we will, in short order, be able to talk about when the president will get a chance to meet with him at what will be the second summit.
President Trump announced at the Oval Office today that Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, will be leaving her job at the end of the year. The president thanked her for her service.
So, Nikki, I just wanted to tell you that we will miss you. We'll be speaking all the time, but we will miss you nevertheless, and you have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hurricane Michael is intensifying and set to strike the panhandle of Florida as a Category 3 hurricane sometime tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Google is shutting down Google Plus. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more details.
The shutdown of the long-dormant consumer arm of its social network comes after Google exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of Google Plus users and then didn't disclose the issue this past spring, in part because of fears that doing so would draw regulatory scrutiny and could cause reputational damage. That's according to people briefed on the incident. Upon discovering the bug, Google patched it, but again opted not to disclose it to the public. In announcing the closure now of Google Plus, Google acknowledged that it failed to gain significant traction with consumers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump had lunch today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who just returned home from North Korea. The president is currently traveling from Washington, D.C. to Omaha, Nebraska for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Last month, the United States and Canada agreed to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump was never a fan of NAFTA, so much as called it a disaster. The new NAFTA will be replaced by the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Stephen Harper is a former Prime Minister of Canada. He talks about how this deal will benefit the United States.
I think from the standpoint of the United States, the gains on the auto sector, there's both content requirements and wage provisions, a number of other things that really should help over time tilt new production back to the United States. I really always felt that this was the only real grievance that I thought was legitimate about Mexico. You know, Canada and the United States, we bailed out the auto sector during the global financial crisis, and then the next thing we see, the moving production to Mexico. So I think that was a legitimate thing for the president to be concerned about, and I think this helps tilt that back.
Next, the former prime minister talks about the trade differences between us and China.
I think the problem with Chinese trade is actually more fundamental. We've ended up setting up a system post-WTO, I can criticize this because it happened before I was there, where really, you know, the Chinese can have wide-ranging access to our markets. They can sell an awful lot here at kind of when they want and where they want and at what quantity. It is the opposite in the case of us. When we go to China, we can only sell what the Chinese say we can sell, when they say we can sell it, and in what quantity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.